systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, February 3rd, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Hey, look at you. Welcome back, sucker.
Yeah, I'm here.
This is episode 306, the Wednesday night show. Thank you guys so much for being with us. Thejamhole.com/live is where you should probably be watching these at. /feedback type shit. Or give us a call. 406-204-4687.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
How was your trip?
Boring.
Boring as fuck?
Yes. Very, very,
I told
you. I'm actually glad my brother went, because if he didn't, I would have been stuck sitting in a room by myself doing absolutely nothing.
So you went there because you had to take your uncle to get his ticker fixed?
Yep.
And that's Missoula. That's where me and Braden drove to the sweatshop show last year when I shit my pants.
Yep, I did not poop my pants.
Did you? You probably did not also just eat the shit out of some nasty gas station food either.
No, but I ate the shit out of some Hooters, and that was pretty good.
Yuck.
I had a mushroom Swiss burger. I had bacon. It was pretty sweet, gotta say.
How are the Hooters in Missoula?
Not as plentiful as I would have hoped. I was like, Mikey's never been to Hooters. Let's take him to Hooters.
Stuffed with fucking socks and water balloons.
Yeah, I don't know. One of them was fat, and I was very disappointed. And I don't know. The one waitress we had, it was the one waitress that actually looked good was our waitress, so it was okay.
Nice.
Yeah, but she was like 100 pounds maybe. So
a
like
physics major perfect. Working her way through college, of
no.
course.
She was always like, so how's it going? Like, is it good? Okay. Like,
you know
okay.
what, though? I always like to think, now this is probably not the case, but I like to think that that's all a ploy to get dumb guys, like that South Park episode where Butters goes to Raisins and he thinks he has a girlfriend and his parents are like, honey, they act like that so guys give them more money, you know? So I always picture them, like, as soon as Hooters closes, like, just totally switching into normal mode. Like, did you catch what Obama said on the State of the Union last night? I know, he was so intellectual. Like, totally dropping the whole, oh my God.
I don't think so, dude. These no? chicks looked like no. they were definitely in it to win it.
They're
like,
not that good actors?
No.
Actresses?
No. And she would come by, like, every fucking, like, 5 or 10 minutes. I'm like, stop.
To show you the Hooters.
She didn't have Hooters to show, really. So it was like...
Did it work? It worked, though, right? Your uncle probably gave her a nice little tip.
I don't know. I didn't pay attention.
Oh, okay.
Did not care.
So how was the drive down there?
The drive down sucked.
Yeah?
Sucked
how
ass.
Is it being with your brother, whom you're not really getting along with, or you weren't at the time you left, and your uncle?
It wasn't that bad, but my brother, because he was in the back seat, he was like, roll up the window, I'm cold. Roll up the window, I'm cold. Huh. Turn the heat on.
Kind of like what you do to me.
I
Interesting.
Had to like take off my coat and shit in
it's
the
fun.
Car.
It's fun, huh?
Well, like when I drive a long way and it's like nasty out and shit, I start sweating a little bit because I'm like...
Nervous?
Yeah, I don't like that shit. So like Aww. I get hot. Aww. And he's freezing, and Wayne smokes constantly, and ash is all over my door, so...
That would piss me off.
Yeah, so the drive down there really sucked, and then...
And the drive back?
Drive back was much better.
Really?
Yeah, it was
Even
much
considering?
Drier. Well, it was
the windshield.
The road, the, well, yeah.
So tell me about that.
A big-ass rock hit my windshield.
Is it on the Twitter? On
yes,
your Twitter? On the forums?
There's a picture on my Twitter and on the forums.
That thing had to have been the size of a baseball.
No, not it wasn't the size of a baseball.
Really?
It was, like, this big. Like,
oh, wow. Because I have one in my Elantra that you guys saw, whoever hung out for the 250 show, thejamhole.com/250. You can buy that for $5 and help me buy beats. But that I was doing like 70 down the highway, and this big gravel truck was coming the other way, and I saw this shit in like slow asteroid rotating motion. I was like, fuck! Boom! Dude, it is so loud when you're like 70, 80. They're doing like, the rock itself is doing like 70, 80. And it hits that glass, dude. It is so...
Boom!
Oh my god, dude.
Dude. No, I saw it in slow motion too. Like this, it was like a big truck, not like a semi, but like a dually.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was coming the other way and it kicked up that rock.
Yep.
It was only, it's only like maybe an inch wide.
See, the one that hit mine was like a baseball. I'm surprised it didn't come through the windshield.
No, but like, dude, Mikey was asleep in the back seat. Wayne was like half passed out in the passenger seat. And I see it. It, like, swerves towards me and nails the center of my windshield. And Wayne, like, huh, jerked awake. And I, all you could hear was, fuck, fuck, fuck. I was like, I only had one fucking crack in my windshield. I've had this car since 07. Motherfuck.
That's
Mikey's
awesome.
Like, what happened? What the fuck just happened? Did we get hit?
So we all prayed before the show that Ustream wouldn't crash, and it just did. Thank you for that.
Well, that's what you get when you have a bunch of atheists pray.
Well, no, we did pray. Red Fox says he did not pray. It's his fault. So thanks, Red Fox.
Bastard, let us down.
See? Pray harder next time, you motherfuck.
But the drive back was better because it wasn't as shitty out, so that was
nice. It was a really nice day today. I drove 160 miles to Libby and back, and it was beautiful out.
Like, right before Polson, it's like, it was covered in super fog, though. It was, like, way foggy for some reason. I don't know, but when I was out there, I just kind of sat in this room and did nothing. It was great.
Don't you know anybody in Missoula?
I do.
Yeah, and what's his name?
Bill.
Yeah, and who's Bill?
My ex.
Huh, interesting. So what did you and Bill do?
I did nothing. He saw like something on Facebook that I was coming down to Missoula, and he texted me yesterday.
That's how it starts. The stalker checks Facebook profile status update, coming to a town near you, and they're fucking on it.
Well, he was like, hey, I'm at Harry David's or whatever. It's
Dick's.
A place by the mall.
Harry Dick's.
No, it's Harry David's. He's like, it's
are
a place
sure?
by the mall. He's like, if you can find it, that's where I am if you want to hang out. And I was like,
hang out in air
no.
quotes? Like, you want to hang out?
No.
You want to come get fucked?
No.
No?
I was like, no, dude, I have my brother who's not even 18, and no.
But if you really wanted to, you could have.
I could have, yeah.
Why
I wanted
you?
To.
I thought he was the love of your life.
He was not.
No?
No.
Is he the one before me?
Yes.
He was the last one before
yes.
me.
Huh. Yes.
Interesting.
What?
Nothing. I just think that's funny that he's like, hey, here's where I'm at. Come get some.
Well, dude, like...
I would have. If it was my ex, I would have been like, be there in a minute.
What? Well, I don't know. I found some stuff here. Some, like,
she's
cuticle
tripping
oil
on this.
Shit.
Check this out. So,
no, it's
the
Avoplex cuticle oil to go.
The day she
do
goes
I
to leave.
Do I sound like the type of person who cares about my fucking cuticles in the first place?
Shut up, whore. The day she's packing up her stuff to go to Missoula, I get home from work, and I see this cuticle oil shit and this soft lips stuff. So I assume it's her, so I don't think nothing of it. She comes in today. She's like, whose is this? All accusatory and shit. I'm like, I don't know.
Well, I sent a picture
one
of it
the
to
five,
Ashley. And
one
the
of,
soft, I recognize the soft
me.
Lips.
Maybe
but
it belonged
sure.
to one of the five whores I had over while you were gone. You
well,
don't know.
Then that's what I'm accusing you of. Who the hell's a whore who cares about a cuticle?
I don't know. Which one of you whores that came over to suck this cock left your cuticle oil here?
I think it was Tyler.
It was it might actually be Tyler's.
What the? This is gay. He's a fucking closet fag then, because this is no, like this.
Hey, I got nice cuticles. Red Fox says Brayden.
Are his cuticles just like that out of whack?
Just shiny as fuck because I feed them cuticle cream.
This is disgusting.
Yeah. And honestly, do you think I would be that? I would slip up like that? Come on. I'd have like new sheets and shit on the bed. Like, oh, I did the laundry.
I'd be like, yeah.
You wouldn't
right.
even know. You wouldn't even know.
You wouldn't even know if I actually went out and got fucked by
you
my
ex, would
you?
Wouldn't know if I actually got this dick sucked all fucking weekend that you were gone for.
I'm not touching you, dude. I'm taking you in to get an STD test.
No, I'm never. See, that's, you know I will never cheat on you because you know I don't ever want an STD test ever again. Ever. Well, I make the chicks get them. I'm like, I got to see a clean bill of health because I'm not allowed to cheat and bring home nasty things.
Oh my god, dude.
She says I have to. I have to get it signed and notarized.
Oh my god.
I only date notaries now. It makes it easier. I only creep with notaries.
Anyways, I don't know. I wish I went out there with money. That'd have been nice. Cause,
I
like,
thought it was all expenses paid, courtesy of your uncle.
Well, he paid for food and gas and all that. Just,
but that
I
was
wish
it?
I had, you know, yeah, I wish
like,
I had
drive
money
me,
to like, play with.
Drive me 120 miles and then sit in this little house. This little room while I go get my shit fixed. Thanks. Appreciate it. I'd be happy. Could I? Could I? You're picking me? Oh, man. No. That. Oh, that is so fantastic.
Well,
gee, thanks.
I don't know. I wish.
I don't know. You should have got a little spending money, maybe. Is he going to help you pay for that nice crack in your windshield?
I'm going to see if my insurance will take care of it first before.
Yeah.
Ask him.
If it does, unless you have, like, windshield replacement shit, you know.
Well, I have
if
full
they
coverage.
Do, right, but unless it's a special add-on, like, they fix cracks and shit in your windshield. If you use your insurance for that, it makes your premium go up, which sucks.
I don't know.
And sometimes it'll go up more than what it would cost you just to get a fucking windshield in it, you know.
Well, I'll look into that, and if it costs too much, then I'll just ride it out until I absolutely need a new windshield, and then I'll just get a new windshield and yeah. say, fuck it. So.
Well, Tuesday was the first dodgeball meetup, the FDA.
Woo!
I am impressed by how many people they got to show up. I just recorded a few quick videos on my droid of like the beginnings of some of the games at thejamhole.com/YouTube. There's a dodgeball playlist there. You can check them all out. But yeah, dude, they had a lot of people show up. I was really impressed that, you know.
I saw that on the YouTube video.
It was packed. And those, you see on the video, those are two teams of 10 each. And I think the video was before we actually got into normal teams. So they might be 7 or 8 each. But then there was like 5 or 6 more teams in the back, like waiting to play, you know. Like there was a lot of people, probably like 60 or 70 people showed up.
Bunch of people that want to throw balls at each other.
$25 a pop? That's, they made some money. I mean, I'm sure that place was expensive to rent and everything.
You had to pay $25 to get on the team?
To play for a 10-week season, yeah. It covers the rental of, you know, it covers all the balls and the
place.
Roller rink, yeah. Huh. Which is weird. That roller rink, I haven't been in there since we used to hang out
looks
there back
way
in the
different,
day.
Because I went there once when it was the roller rink.
It was Shady Lane Roller Rink, and now it's the Boys and Girls Club, and it's so crazy.
It's so sad, though, because I actually went to a Boys and Girls Club when I was a kid. Like, a big one. Like, a real one. Like, that one is not a real
well,
one.
Yeah. For like, here, though, it is.
Dude,
I remember skating
had,
there
like,
when I was a kid.
Ours had a fucking game room, an art room, a cubby room, a computer room, a teen room,
well,
a gymnasium, an Olympic-sized swimming pool, a girls' locker room, boys'
that's
locker room.
That's a YMCA,
lobby.
Dude.
No. A big-ass outside playground, tennis courts, all that shit, man. It was fucking huge, and I ended up working there once I got older. So, yeah, that's where I started
Did they
playing.
Play dodgeball there?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah, they did.
What's it called? The FDA?
I have no idea. They played dodgeball, baseball, softball, and tennis and shit.
Okay, let me tell you something, though.
What?
I was excited. I was looking forward to it. I'm like, this is going to be badass. It was pretty badass. After the first game, though, dude, we were all, like, winded as
dying.
Fuck. I did not
like,
realize.
Wow, I just realized I'm 29 years old and haven't done this in like 10 years.
I know, but like running around and shit for, because you're playing 10, how many games was it? 10 games 45 minutes you play for, so as many games as you get in for that. And it's just like one after another and shit. And yeah, dude, you're constantly running and throwing. And me and Tyler got home last night and like tried to walk up the stairs here, and we were both like, usually we run up skipping a step. We were like taking little old man steps. I woke up this morning and I got out of bed and I almost fell the fuck over. My legs, dude.
Dude, after you sleep and wake up, it's the worst.
Oh, fuck.
Like, it might be bad that night. Like, dude, when I went back to like playing tennis and stuff, like my first day, I went out and just like killed it. I played like fucking 20 games. I'm like, ugh! And I get home, I'm a little sore and stuff. You go to sleep, and I get a good night's sleep, and I wake up, and it's like,
The first game we get out there, like, yeah, dude, we're going to fucking own this shit. And we're just totally, like, all out, balls to the
wall. As a matter of
fact,
I haven't played tennis since then.
I, like, dove and caught the last ball for the last out. And then they're like, all right, next game. We're like, hold on a sec.
Wait a minute.
I just won. Hold on.
Let me go smoke.
And then after that, yeah, I got fucking pummeled, dude. Like, I was so tired and like
trying. God, I gotta go this next time, dude. I gotta see this.
Yeah, well, I hope I'm not gonna be that winded every time. I think I equate it to like the first day at snowboarding after all summer. Like, that first day is awesome and you hit it hard.
Yeah, but
and
this
then
is
the
only
next
once
morning,
a week, so.
Yeah.
It's not going to be like snowboarding.
It will be. I only did that once a week. And it was always just the first time after, you know, all summer of not doing it. You're sore as shit the next day. But then after that, you're good. Your body's like into it.
I just really hope that this next Tuesday, if I get to go with you, I get to see you get fucking pummeled.
I won't get pummeled. I don't get pummeled. I'm quick about that. If I get out, it's because I tried to like catch a ball that was way out here and I dropped it or some shit like that. Like, I don't get hit. I'm dodgy. I'm very dodgy. For real. You'll see. You'll see. But yeah, it was a good time. Good times. I enjoyed that. And yeah,
Turd
the videos
Ferguson
are there.
Says
no,
that.
The rules are normal. No hitting in the face and shit like that. And there's a bunch of girls there. A bunch of little hotties, I gotta say. And like, yeah, I'm trying like.
Fucking hit them.
Not to like really throw it as hard as I can to hit them. Like, I'm doing that for the dudes because they can catch pretty well. And I nailed this one chick and I felt so bad. Like, I hit her and I heard it just like, boom, dude, like right in the side. And like, just instant reaction. I'm like, sorry. Shit, this is dodgeball. Never mind, I'm not sorry.
I'm supposed to hit you.
But yeah, it was good stuff. So every Tuesday for the next 10 weeks, they'll be doing games down there. So if you guys are local, you want to come hang out, check it out. 6:30 at the Shady Lane Roller Rink Boys and Girls Club next Tuesday. We'll all be doing that.
Yeah, I can't
but,
wait
dude,
to watch.
Me and Tyler, we like walked up the stairs. It took us like 5 minutes. Like, old fucking old-ass men,
like
dude.
After
like,
my surgery style coming up the stairs.
Yeah, like that shit, dude. Like, I wasn't that sore after getting my dick operated on. I was like, fuck. We came in here, and we're like, bong hits, dude. We got fucking baked, dude, and we're watching Black Dynamite. Have you seen that yet?
No, I have not.
Have you guys fucking seen Dynamite? Fucking Black Dynamite, dude.
Is it anything like this Dolomite?
No, it's more like Pootie Tang, but way better. Like, you guys were probably like, Pootie Tang sucked. And I'll give you that. Pootie Tang did kind of suck. The first time I saw it, it was cool. But then after that, everyone was like, Sadate, mandami, and dumb shit like that. But this is like, it was so funny, dude. Huh. It was so funny. Sign your pity on the runny kind. That's right. He knows. Fucking Pootie Tang, dude.
I actually never watched that.
But yeah,
Black
Dynamite. You guys got to check it out. It's so fucking funny, dude. It's great.
Cool.
It's like an old, it's done up like old 70s Shaft and what you were talking about, the Dolomite kind of shit.
Dolomite!
He's got like, I'm Black Dynamite, nigga! And they're all like pimps. It's so funny, dude. Good stuff.
Well,
have you seen all these Toyota recalls?
I don't know if you know this or not, but I've been in Missoula.
Okay.
I like just got back.
Have you heard about the Toyota recalls?
No, I have not.
Well, Toyota.
Hey, did you know what though? In Missoula,
was there a Toyota dealership there?
Probably. There are some hot people.
Hot ass women there. There's also
no dudes. Everywhere I went, there was some smoking hot dudes.
Women. Yeah, no.
Dudes.
There's hot bitches everywhere.
Dudes.
There. Bitches.
Dudes.
Bitches.
Dudes.
There's a lot of crunchy ass granola and motherfucking hippies there. Oh, excuse me too though.
Like, I don't know, dude. I was walking smelling. Out of the mall, and like this dude came up and was like, "Can I help you?" And I'm like, "I just want to be like, just stand there, just stay right there.
You're helping me right now.
You are doing everything I want you to do right now.
Less talky,
dude. No, seriously, like, just walking on the street, I'm like,
gorilla ass fucking juice heads, fucking jerk offs, big old fucking juice heads, balls
no,
like
but
this
they
fucking
were, like,
big." Balls the size
strut.
Of...
Strut. They're like, you know, they're college kids, they're, man.
They're
strut.
Steroided out.
Hot.
Fucking balls the size of fucking snow peas.
Nah, dude. There were some sexy dudes out there. It was great. The guy who made my Orange Julius thing was great.
That's what happened. It's awesome. A college town. That will happen. Fly honeys and jocked out dudes. Red Fox says he's a college dude. Are you a hot college dude?
Are you a hottie?
Are you a hottie or a naughty?
Well, no, he's an anime dork, so I don't. He's probably
so
not
you're
a
naughty.
Naughty,
right?
Well, I don't know. My ex, Bill, he's an. Oh no, he's a comic.
He's
dork,
a naughty. All right. Well, yeah. The Toyota.
He says yes, very.
Shit. And no, Turd Ferguson. Straight guys do not work at Orange Julius. Those are the gay guys.
Hey, I like Orange Julius. I'm very upset that they closed ours.
Anyway, so Toyota. Their cars are going to shit, apparently. They've had a massive recall, which, I don't know, is this more Chinese trying to kill us by fucking up the shit we get from them?
Know.
Lead in the baby's toys. You're hacking Google. And now you're fucking up our Toyotas? My Camry? My 89 Camry? let's see. They, the drivers are feeling mounting confusion and frustration as they attempt to fix their recalled cars. And Toyota dealers are under the gun as they face sometimes angry customers. Really? You mean people are mad that that piece of shit they paid $30,000 for is a piece of shit? Huh. Interesting. Huh. Really, AT&T? You're now going to invest in your network and make it better? Okay. Quote... It's just getting crazy, said Andy Phillips, the guy that heads the service department at Sandy Springs Toyota in Georgia. It had a hurt. Well, you know, I'm tired. The phones are exploding. And basically, I've had enough. If your phones are exploding, maybe you should recall the phones also. Hmm?
Maybe.
That's funny. He's like, well, you know, I'm tired. That's his quote, dude, from Georgia. Well, you know, I'm tired.
I'm tired.
Toyota has said it will begin sending dealer parts to make recall repairs this week, with actual repairs expected to begin this weekend. So, until then, tough shit, right?
I guess.
Some dealers now say they'll be ready to make repairs even earlier. Like, before I buy the car? Could you do that? Could you make the car run before I buy it?
No.
So, like, normal cars, if you buy a brand new car, the saying is it loses, like, what, half of its worth right when you drive it off the lot, right?
Not
like
half,
a quarter or half. Toyotas lose, like, more than half because then they break. That's
dude,
sucks.
Toyotas used to be, like...
Good shit,
the,
right?
Like,
the older
like
4Runners?
Or, like, you know...
Yeah.
What the fuck else is there? Honda, Toyota.
It's those goddamn Asians, man.
No, I had a Toyota Tercel, dude, and that thing fucking... Dude, it was awesome. It was fucking great. I didn't know that my boyfriend at the time hadn't given an oil change in like 8 months, and that's how it ended up.
Yeah, if they're good engines if you take care of them,
yeah,
as long as yours isn't one of the recalled ones.
No, that Toyota Tercel, dude, it ran like a fucking champ, man. It was awesome. I love those cars, but... Yeah.
So, Toyota said that owners of vehicles involved in the most recent recall could safely continue to drive them since the problem develops gradually over time and, even in worst case, is easy to bring under control by simply applying the brakes.
Huh.
Hey, if you're out of control, just apply the brakes, dude. That's all.
That's all.
In an extreme case, drivers may need to shift the car into neutral. So what is the problem? Like, what was the problem the cars were having?
I don't know.
The people on at a hearing on Capitol Hill said that any owner of a car affected by the recall should, quote, stop driving it and take it to a dealer. And then the Secretary of Transportation corrected himself, being like, not all at once, like one at a time.
Hold, please.
saying that he only meant that owners should get their cars fixed as soon as possible. But the comment had already been widely reported, and now everyone's like mobbing the fuck out of these dealerships. So it sounds like it's something with like the gas, like the thing sticking. Like, why else would you need to put it in neutral?
I don't know.
It's got to be something like that. I don't know.
It's making me feel much more better about my awesome rodeo.
Yeah, right. Then there's a bunch of quotes about people that like freaked out. They're like, I was at the gym and I heard about the recall, so I went there right away. And these people are like, I can't drive the car. I'm afraid my children and I will get killed.
Oh man.
So there's one. After the recall, they're talking to this customer service agent who said it was still safe to drive the car. Like,
it's cool, okay, to drive it. Just tap your brakes, man.
Quote, I told her, all right, I'll drive the car and I'll get killed and my children will own Toyota and you'll be the first one to lose your job, she said. Can you imagine dealing with jerk-offs like this all day? Fine, then fucking walk. Click. Like, right? What the fuck, dude? I just told you. Now you're being like, if I die, my kids... Your kids ain't gonna own shit, first of all. Like, you can't own Toyota because you died. How many people died in those other recalls when the shit was lighting on fire
from
the gas? No, none of them own Ford, do they? Like, that's not how it works.
Toyota's been a pretty fucking awesome brand for a long
time.
Yeah,
they had a decent track record.
I don't think that this is going to fuck them up, you know? It's one mistake.
Oh, sticky pedal. That's what it is. Quote, I had a lady yesterday that called me on the phone and just blasted me. She said she had a scratch on her car but didn't want to drive to the dealer because she didn't want the pedal to stick. Her car, it turned out, not even part of the recall. Fucking idiot people. Like, wow. All Toyotas?
She's no, got like actually, a 90 fucking 8 Tercel or something.
I
some
know,
shit.
Dude. People are fucking retarded. People are so retarded. Speaking of retarded, did you hear about the White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel? Good religious name.
Okay.
Apologized Wednesday for using the word retarded during a private meeting last summer.
It's a private meeting, right?
A private meeting involving...
press?
He told advocates for the disabled that he will join their campaign
the
and
disabled.
Help end the use of the R word. All right, guys? No more saying
dude, you
retarded.
Remember, you brought this up to me while we're eating. I'm like, what's the R word?
I don't retarded.
Get it. I don't get it. What the fuck
You're
is it?
You're the R word.
No, I was... See, because that doesn't even come to mind when you say the R word. It's like, what? What? I don't even think it's a bad word.
The controversy, yeah, you're retarded. I mean, we could say unsavory, I guess.
Window licker.
That was a very unsavory thing to do. I like retarded.
Or fetal
retarded.
Alcohol syndrome.
Fast. Like. the controversy over Emanuel's remark continued to dog the sometimes foul-mouthed senior Obama advisor, despite his having privately apologized to Special Olympics chief exec Tim Shriver shortly after the comment was made public last week. Is Tim Shriver a fucking retard? Like,
probably.
Who had beef with it? The retards don't even know you're calling them retarded.
I didn't like that word.
It's got to be some, like, self-righteous, smug-ass, fucking religious prick.
My son is retarded, okay? And I resent that.
I'm glad you said that. That's why they get so fucking defensive. Because they're pissed because...
They have unsavory genes.
You made that, dude. High five.
That's yours. You did it.
It's not done cooking, bro.
Put it back.
And then they're usually the ones that are like the first to be all super offended. Like, I should be offended. Look what came out of your wife's vagina.
I know, right?
I'm offended.
You let that live?
That's not normal. I'm gonna start a petition to have less retards. If it comes out retarded, toss it, dude.
Toss it.
Toss it.
That like is the fucking Spartans did, dude. Unnecessary. Just throw it off the cliff, man. It's
very unnecessary. In a statement after an afternoon meeting at the White House, Shriver and five other disability rights advocates, all who just so happen to have retarded children, said Emmanuel had, quote, sincerely apologized for the earlier comment during a strategy meeting, which was reported in the Wall Street Journal. Quote, we are happy that he will join more than 54,000 other retards who gave birth to retards in pledging to end the use of the R word at, are you ready, www.r-word.org.
You know what? How are you going to stop people from using that word?
Retard, 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 retard. Blah, blah, blah. How are you going to get retards to go to that website? It's r-word. Do you spell the hyphen? No. Shit. Do you spell the hyphen? No, no, just the hyphen. How you spell hyphen? No, it's... Oh,
you
fuck
fucking
it.
Retard!
Retardword.org. You know, that would have been much easier.
Oh, God. Beer Bear says, do they have computers with crayons now?
They do. They're called iPads. Uh-huh. 54,000 other retards. That's a lot of retards.
Yeah.
Like, what's your beef, dude? Don't have retards and we won't call them retards. Like, spade's a spade, right? You're not going to be like, I'm offended every time you call macaroni and cheese. Can you please call it M&C, please? Because I'm offended at that. You're calling it what it is. What is that? What's in that box? Macaroni and cheese. Can you call it M&C? No, it's not M&C. It's macaroni and cheese. Look in the box. That's what it is.
Like, so if we just start calling everyone disabled, are they going to get all offended if we're like, he's disabled?
Yes, probably.
Disabled. Let's stop the D word now.
Yes.
They're just people now. No, no, they're people with very large
foreheads.
Okay,
I'll give you the R word, but in return, I want the N word. Okay? Deal or no deal?
No, you'll get shot.
Deal or no deal? That's how it's got to be. I'll trade you an R word for an N word.
See, those people don't have the N word to give away. The people who have the N word to give away don't care about the R word in the first place.
What if they're R word N words?
Whoa.
Whoa. AKA retarded Negroes. That's right. Black people don't give birth to retards, I don't think. Have you ever seen a retarded black person besides Kanye West and that other fag?
The guy from Kids kind of looked like he could have been retarded. Hmm. Remember the black kid?
Are there any retired? Beer Bear says, yeah, Obama.
Nah.
Kimbo Slice. Okay, you got me. There are
right.
N-word R words.
N-word R words.
How do you do that? Does R go before N? Do you do it alphabetically? Or do you go
R-word,
race,
N-word.
Race, then descriptor? Like, because... The N-word R-word or R-word N-word?
No, see, it's an object.
The object objectifies the predicate? You're an R-word.
What?
Quote, I know that private political discourse can sometimes include profanity, but at the same time, our community cannot accept the idea that they will remain the butt of jokes and taunts, Shriver wrote. Why do you live in a community full of R-words?
Because you're retarded!
Like, do you just like to keep them all in one spot?
I guess that's good.
Like,
for later.
Our community cannot accept the idea that they will remain the butt of jokes. Your community being the retards, right? That's fucked up. I bet you know why they're so into retards.
Why?
Because they're easy to take advantage of. I bet you rape retards all the time. I was trying to find another R word. I couldn't do it. Rape retards recently. There it is. Damn it. I bet you raped a retard recently.
Dude,
Rover.
It doesn't matter. What are you going to do? Like in fucking Demolition Man, like every time you say the R word, it's some little thing going to go, man, you are fine. Blah, 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 blah. I would do exactly what he does and, like, curse my brains out at it and use it for ass wipe because I don't know how to use the three seashells, okay?
Fucking three seashells, man. I still don't know how to use the three seashells. I still don't know. If you know how to
use the three seashells. It's like, boom, fuck you.
If you know how to use the three seashells, email info at thejavel.com. I'm very
please,
curious.
Please, I'm very curious.
So, yeah, well, good luck with that. You know, others fight for good to legalize weed and make shit a little better, and others fight for retarded shit. Like, I'm glad to see that that's how you're spending your time, because you're a fucking idiot, okay?
Let's stop
you're a
the
fucking
R-word.
Idiot. Unbelievable. I hope a lot of our tax monies goes into making it so you guys can sleep better at night because you gave birth to fucking disgusting retards.
What about, like, other people and shit? People that were born with, like, actual defects that aren't retarded? Like, born without an arm. You know, or,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, give him a hand. Because he's only... Right.
Or, like, what about lepers, you know? Are you going to be like, stop using the L word?
How about we just stop using all words?
How's that?
Would that satisfy everyone?
Is that cool?
Is that fine? We'll go sign language.
I can do that.
I can.
Not.
All right. Well, you know how we were talking about Haiti? The last thing we talked about, you weren't here, was that some missionaries were going there and stealing children. Well, that ended fine. Now, and I mean, this is, they've been there for a while, I guess, but as all religions try and go and take a stake in this and be like, look at us, we're helping, come join our religion. Guess who else has to get involved?
Who?
Scientology, of course. The fakest real religion out there.
Right, right.
The only religion I know of based on a sci-fi idea. So they're there like fucking jerk-offs with big bright yellow shirts that say Scientology volunteer member. Like, look at us, everyone. Big old, like, on the back of the shirt, the cross, which I don't even get. That's not even your religion, for one. Find another
you
fucking
stole that.
Symbol.
It should
maybe.
Be like lightsabers.
It should be like the flying saucer. It should be the R word. But so... this is from Gawker. They've spoken to someone who traveled to Haiti on a Scientology plane and witnessed firsthand the ineptitude, quackery, and irresponsibility of the church's minions in a disaster zone. So what these fools did was they go over there and they're like, we have healing hands.
Oh, do
we're going to heal Haiti with our hands.
They're just like touching things.
Yeah, like, don't touch me, creep. You weird fuck.
But I'm gonna heal you.
Don't ever it's touch
my awesome
me. Like
mystical powers.
Hey, my balls aren't sick. Get your hands off them, creepy. So here's what happened. They are they were traveling with doctors and EMTs, but didn't expect to see 50 Scientologists in their yellow shirts with volunteer minister on them. They were completely unprepared for going to a third world country, let alone a disaster zone. One girl was in designer cowboy boots. I asked her if she'd brought any sturdier footwear. Oh no, these'll be fine. I asked another guy what he'd packed, and he said he hadn't bothered to bring soap or toilet paper or food. But then, hey, I'll just buy whatever I need at Port-au-Prince Airport. They had no place to stay, no supplies. Their idea was to use the ton of money they had to buy food to distribute when they got there, but there was no food and water. That was the point. You went to a place that had no food and no water before the earthquake. Bring in the earthquake. Now they definitely have no food and no water. And you're like, we'll just buy food and water there and then give it to the people that are already there that don't have food and water. What? You missed the whole...
Oh, this is not like bums in your average everyday city.
They don't
okay.
get it. They're like, we'll go there and... But that blows my mind, dude. Our words. Complete our words.
Bear Bear says they didn't know that Macy's was closed due to earthquakes.
I know. They're like, wait, why are we going to Haiti again? Oh, you mean we can't just buy food and water there?
If they had a store, they would have been looting and robbing the bitch anyway. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. By the time we arrived in Haiti after a stopover in Miami, we had missed three landing slots at the airport. Aid agencies, genuine aid agencies from other countries, were being turned away, refused permission to land, but we still got a slot right away. So the guy who ran our charter seemed to think that the Scientologists had some real influence with the U.S. government who were signing the landing slots. So you have all these other planes circling around trying to get a spot to land, right?
Uh-huh.
That have food and aid. Here come the Scientologists with no food or aid.
And they
clear
let them
to
in.
Land. Here's slot number one. That's fucking weird, right? That's fucked up.
Yeah.
I would say
retarded. That's the R word.
That is the
okay.
full-on R word. I would say just let the Haitians eat them.
There you go.
Right? Two birds, one stone?
Right.
Done.
Done.
I'm a problem solver. let's see. The doctors and EMTs in our party headed straight downtown to start working. The Scientologists had nowhere to go and nowhere to put up the big yellow tent they'd brought for touch healing people in. Like
what?
iPod touch healing? Like what are
like
you doing?
What?
Stop touching me.
Whoa.
They went to the UN and managed to get on their list of approved NGOs somehow. That meant they could set up in the UN grounds. Why do they have so much pull? First of all, church and state separated, right?
Right.
Second of all, you're not even a real church. I mean, you are on paper, but your beliefs are the R word. Like full on R word.
Oh, yeah.
Cubed. Like, you guys are retarded. For real.
There's a lot of Scientologists out there, though.
They're retarded, though. They do it like
Didn't
it's something.
Did we do a story on them not too long
oh,
ago?
I'm sure.
Where there was some people that
in
were
in France, and they got fucking in trouble for not taking out taxes or some shit, because in
no,
France, they're not a real religion.
Not only that, but the fact that they're, like, almost like the mob. Like, they don't
Kinda.
Let you out.
They are, dude. That Yeah. You can come in, but you never leave. It's fucking creepy, man, for
Dude,
sure.
Dude, I don't ever want to be a part of that. I don't want to be a part
I'll
of it.
I'll take them on,
religion.
But I don't want to be a part of it. So, yeah, they got right on the list, right on the grounds. They had no one who spoke Creole, and they brought the weirdness of touch healing into a very superstitious society. They'd leave the tent and come into the general hospital downtown and try healing people. One of the doctors and one of the nurses told me that the wounded started coming to them to tell them they did not want to be treated by the people in the yellow shirts. So people are like rolling up like, we need help, but not from them. They try to touch me in weird places.
Right? Jesus
That's
Christ,
fucked
man.
Up, dude. When people that just went through some shit like that are being like, we want help, but not yours. Like, that should be a sign, man.
I know,
you're
right?
doing some fucked up junk.
It's
we
like,
don't
do you
want
have an
your
actual
help.
Doctor? Because I could use some morphine right about now.
Right. No.
My arm is blown off. I don't know if you see that
if
or
you
not.
See my arm or morphine, bring them both to me.
Please.
Just stop touching me.
Right.
You weird fuck. One
but
nurse.
I have healing crystals.
They are, dude. They're all these dumb Hollywood.
They totally work. If I just like warm them up and rub them between my hands, I'll put my hands on like your shoulders and you'll
Heal.
Totally feel so much better.
It's called touch healing. I'm a touch healer.
I would like touch you and you would be like healed.
Healed.
From your spirit.
One nurse told me that the Scientologists actually caused harm. They gave food to people who were scheduled to go into surgery. Oops! That then led to complications in the operating theater.
Oh, dude.
Oopsies!
Noel Eyes Undead says a 12-year-old girl proved touch healing is crap
yep,
for
I remember,
a science
yep.
fair project like 12 years ago or some shit. That's
well,
pretty cool.
And that is. That's a real thing. I remember hearing that on the Skeptics Guide.
It's like
but
a 12-year-old girl can figure it out, but you can't.
But they're going there and getting all of... Like, they were let in. Here's a spot on UN grounds.
Because
here's a place
it's like
to,
a mob, okay?
That's
and all these political
up.
People that used to be Scientologists or still are Scientologists
not even
now
a,
fear the other Scientologist peoples that are like their little mob go-getter peoples.
What are they
going
to
like,
do?
Motherfucker, you going to let us in there? He's like, yes, sir.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Go kill somebody
would,
with stuff?
Really? But I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, what are they scared of? What are you going to do, Scientologists? What are you going to do? Are you going to touch me to death? Are you going to turn it from heal to not heal? You do the opposite, like what we talked about with homeopathy the other day. You're actually doing the opposite. So instead of my healing touch, I'll turn on my not healing touch, and I will not heal you.
I don't know.
What a bunch of fucking... Come, I would hope that Scientologists would come and try and get some of this jam hole shit. I would love to take on the Scientologists.
That'd be so much fun.
I would love, because they don't play.
Fun,
they don't play nice
that'll
either.
That'll be great.
They don't play nice either. I think that would be a really fun war.
Christians
to get into.
Are a lot of fun to debate with. But
yeah,
one
but
of
they
those,
just roll over. They're like, it's called faith. Scientologists will start like blowing shit up and shit. I think that would be fun.
Okay,
I'd
we
get
need
all
a Scientologist
in,
to come in.
You're all a bunch of fags. So on the way back, the plane stopped. You gave food. You're going into surgery. He doesn't have intestines. Oops, my bad. Can I touch you? I hate your religion so hard.
So hard.
On the way back, the plane stopped in Miami and did not go on to New York, stranding all the doctors and EMTs and journalists who expected to get back. Oops. After much fighting, the Scientologist representative agreed to fly any of the EMTs that, quote, absolutely couldn't afford the ticket on JetBlue from Fort Lauderdale. I flew there from here. You could bring me back. That would be the nice thing to do, right, religious people? What a fucking jerk off. Holy shit. Oh, you can't afford the ticket? I guess we'll take you. With our inexhaustible income we have. I guess. Only if you let me heel touch you the whole way there.
With my
with
penis.
My dick. Yeah, that's, you know what I mean. I'm going to heel touch you after
the
show.
That's the only way to do it. That's the best kind of healing. You only get inside.
Inside. Like deep inside. Oh, man. Uh-huh. Oh,
gotta
man.
Gotta give you my healing seed power.
And a happy ending. I heard there were complications, but had bought my own ticket because I was fed up with their weirdness. So
no,
that was written by
Bad Touch
Ravi Samya over on Gawker. Pretty interesting, though. Like, that would have been crazy to, like, get on a plane and then your next stop, all these weird motherfuckers with these yellow shirts and shit get on. Man, I would have been like, oh, fuck.
I'll get the next one.
This plane is going down.
Oh,
man.
God.
And also, in awesome news, did you guys hear about that Dr. Wakefield? Big jerk-off from way back. He was one of the guys that was like, vaccines cause autism. And this guy, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, I'm on the health fraud list, and there's a bunch of shit coming back and forth from between him and his people and the anti-vaxxers and then, you know, us and the non-anti, you know.
Right, right.
And this guy's always in the middle of this shit. So it comes out that he was the head author of this study back in 98 that linked measles, mumps, rubella, MMR vaccines to autism. He wrote the paper. Right. He headed up the study. They came out with their findings, sent it to the British Medical Journal, which is a very esteemed thing, in 98. And he's like, here's what we found. We found that MMR vaccines cause autism.
Okay.
Well, it came out recently that maybe that's not the case.
You're wrong!
Huh. So, what happened with your study? Did you fudge some answers, perhaps? Well, he's in some big shit. The journal issued a retraction.
Oh, yeah?
Full retraction. And probably some apologies, I would hope. Of the study it ran in 98, linking MMR to autism, the paper with Dr. Andrew Wakefield as lead author sent British parents fleeing from inoculations and fed U.S. alarm over preservatives in vaccines. This is the motherfucker
that
started the whole fucking thing, right?
Uh-huh.
Even in 98, overwhelming scientific evidence showed vaccines to be safe. Yet, the press-savvy Dr. Wakefield had been getting headlines for his research, and the Lancet's publication fed the controversy by giving him an aura of respectability. Oops.
Oops.
Oops. Evidence of vaccine safety continued to build, but The Lancet stuck to its story through 04 when it was revealed that Dr. Wakefield had been paid to conduct his study on children who were clients of a lawyer ginning up a lawsuit. Oops. Even then, the journal offered only a partial retraction, saying it had been correct to, quote, raise new ideas. Bullshit. Meanwhile, Britain's child vaccination rates had plummeted to below 70% in some areas. That's fucking sad. Down from more than 90% in the mid-90s. I think anything, what, above like 80%, you still have that good herd immunity. But once it gets lower than that, it's gone. And that sucks. And now we have these awesome diseases that we got rid of back when, you know? Thank you for that. Yes. Thanks for bringing MMR back. You're a doctor.
You know what the funny thing is that whole thing didn't really get huge until the swine flu vaccine came out. And they're like, well, I didn't
hear
too
much about it. There was always anti-vaxxers, but that was the newest vaccine to come out that they would, hop on.
Right, but, like, I hadn't heard anything about it until then.
We never really talked about it until then, also, on the show here.
Right, and so it's just, I don't know, like, when I was back in school and stuff, and you had to get, your measles, mumps, and rubella shot or whatever.
Me too.
There was never a big thing about it.
Bear Bear says MMR massively mulleted R words. Retards. Nollies and Dead says, now what will Jay McCarthy do? And Bear Bear says she's going to have to fight against the R word, that retarded biatch. I know. What are you going to do now? You know, though, even because this comes out, she'll be like, that's just one doctor. We're still right. We're always right. Of course it was caused by the vaccines. What else would it be caused from? I have perfect genes. Okay, honey.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
So the country has since suffered waves of measles outbreaks. You remember measles, right?
Yeah.
We got rid of that way back when.
Uh-huh.
So you have an outbreak of it now? Huh. Interesting.
Hmm.
In 98, England and Wales had 56 cases. By 08, the number was 1,370.
Wow. Holy shit.
98, 56 cases. 2008, 10 years later, 1,370. Ever since this guy, he did that.
That's a lot of fucking.
From under 100 to over 1,200 in 10 years? Yeah, dude, that's fucking mind blowing. And in 06, the first British child died of measles in more than a decade.
Huh.
That's on you, Dr. Wakefield. The Lancet decision came after the General Medical Council, Britain's medical regulator, ruled last week that Dr. Wakefield had acted, quote, dishonestly and irresponsibly, quote. Interesting. The panel confirmed years of allegations that he had been untruthful about his patients and funding had shown a callous disregard for the children, subjecting them to invasive and unnecessary procedures, like perhaps finger in the butt?
Probably.
He looks like a
cho. He was touch healing.
He's a cho. He's into touch healing.
No big deal.
R word, touch healing. Then, with the GMC now considering whether to strip Dr. Wakefield of his license, has The Lancet finally said it, quote, fully retracts this paper from the published record. Tail between legs. Sorry.
Yes, but that's not going to undo the damage that he's
already
caused.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. And you have, even in this country.
Think about
now,
it right now, dude. You've got the people up here, like these inbred.
They don't know about
these
this.
Corn fed motherfuckers.
They don't know shit
no.
about. Yeah, dude. They don't know shit about shit. Especially this. No, a lot.
It's not going to make them go.
It's
huh.
good for the immediate area of what, you know, that this is out there now. This guy was a fraud and all his research was bullshit. But there's still going to be people, even if you show them this, let alone the people that will never even hear that Wakefield got stripped of his shit and all his shit was bullshit. Half these people will
They're
never
gonna
even
say,
hear
who
that.
Is he? I don't understand.
Exactly. They'll never hear that to begin with. But then the people, there's still a small percentage of people that will hear that, but still be like, no, I don't believe it.
Yeah, I know.
It's fucking horrible. Retarded.
Goddamn R words.
Let's talk about kids living in shit, shall we?
All right.
Our most fucked up state, Florida, Dade City, motherfucker.
Dade City.
Dade City.
Okay.
Arrested a Dade couple on child neglect charges after finding what deputies described as deplorable conditions in their home. Tanya and Justin Dykus, both 29, were taken into custody Saturday, charged with multiple counts of child Dykus neglect.
Oh.
Investigators say that the sheriff's office received a phone call from an anonymous neighbor who found a 2-year-old child wandering around the neighborhood. Huh. Who does that belong to? Is it retarded? That's the Dykus. If he's not retarded, I don't know. But if he is retarded, it's theirs.
Is it a girl with a shirt off wearing a diaper with an orange mullet?
Right. That's the Dykus. Right.
Or Jeffree Star, one or the other. I have no clue. Dude.
the Dykus child.
Ew.
And Nolly's in Dead says, couple of bold Dykuses. They are, too. I'll put a link to this on the show notes at thejaml.com. They look like a couple of Dykuses. Gross.
Yay.
Fucking gross. Oh, man. So they found this kid wandering around. Public information officer Kevin Dahl says it is believed the child made his way through a cow pasture filled with livestock and over a cattle fence before being discovered by a neighbor. He's 2? Huh. Interesting. What was he doing in that cow pasture? Filled with, you know, cows? Like, he's 2.
I don't know what he's doing out there.
Oh, man. Oh, what am I, his mom? Yes, ma'am, you are.
Oh.
When deputies brought the child home, investigators say Tanya Dykus was sleeping inside and was unaware the child had wandered off.
Huh.
Interesting. That's where that went. According to arrest reports, as investigators entered the home, the smell of feces was so terrible, child protective investigators were unable to stand the stench. And that's rough, because you know, those motherfuckers, they deal with some shit. Like, to get them to be like, I can't stand this. Like, you have to have a nasty fucking place, dude.
Yeah,
they put up with, they can handle some shit, you know, literally. So, they report finding human feces located in the bathroom floor and tracked throughout the house and in the beds where the children slept, of course.
Huh.
The toilet was not working and had not been flushed in days.
Dude, flush it!
Dry, it wasn't working. It's broke. We can't.
It's probably like the little cord.
I know, right? Like a simple thing. She's just like, I'm tired. Mommy's gonna take a nap.
Okay, I'm gonna play with your poopy in the bowl then.
Yeah, go play with the cows.
I'm an R word.
Dried molding, leftover food was found on the kitchen table and counters, and the sink was, of course, filled with nasty, disgusting water.
Cool.
Deputies also report other unsafe conditions, including, but not limited to, a stove that had an electrical short that would shock anyone who tried to turn it on. Hey, is your house child-proofed? Yup. They touch the oven, it shocks them.
Yeah, shocks
me too, but I can handle it. That's how
no big deal.
That's so awesome. Nice living conditions. Investigators claim they found no food inside the home except a single pack of ramen noodles. Instead, the arrest report states Dykus told deputies she kept all the food in a refrigerator located outside the home in the yard.
What?
There, investigators reported finding a bottle of ketchup. Fining. It's a typo.
Wow.
It says, hey, how much did you fine that bottle of ketchup? Like, nice typing,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, good job. Good job.
I'm going to email him about it.
Good
you have
job.
A spelling error here.
Was that Dade County?
Fining should be finding
Is
a bottle.
Dade County?
Yes.
Thank you, Dade County.
Thank you for that, Bo Zimmer.
If you've ever been to Dade County,
Bo Zimmer?
You know why it's written like that.
Bo Zimmer, thank you for that typo.
Yeah. Dade County is... that. Yeah. That sums up Dade County.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's
bunch
pretty unsavory.
Of fucking R words. So a bottle of ketchup, orange juice, rotting beans, and what appeared to be chicken feces inside the fridge.
I'm going to save those for later.
Was that the fridge you kept the food in? Oh, okay, interesting, because you know what we found it? Chicken shit and some ketchup that we had to fine. $10.
Oh, my God.
Both Tanya and Justin Dykus were arrested, charged with child neglect, and booked in the Land O'Lakes Dear to Sweet Grim Jail. 4 children found inside the home, ages 2, 5, 7, and 10,
ding,
were taken into protective custody and are staying with temporary foster families.
Foster's home for
Fucking
measure
lame. Lame sauce for you. All right, are you ready for the next round?
I want to know what that picture was.
Okay, we'll get to that after this.
I need to know who it was. It looks like a real-life Cartman.
This is round two of disgusting children-involved shit. Are you ready for this?
All right.
Shelton, Connecticut. A Connecticut woman and her newborn triplets have been found
dead.
At home after she gave birth there.
Cool.
By herself. No, the Connecticut Post newspaper reported the woman's mother found her and the three baby boys on the floor when she returned home. Frances Hope told the AP she didn't know whether her 26-year-old daughter was aware she was pregnant. Hey, are those triplets?
What? No, I'm not pregnant.
Because you look like you're having triplets.
What? No.
Are you are you going into labor?
No. I have a tummy. Oh, God. Oh, much better.
Like, really, dude? One, maybe I can understand, you fat cow. But three, let's be honest. Come on.
Oh, my God. How could you not know you were pregnant with triplets?
Police said it appears no one in the family knew about the woman's pregnancy. Emergency met our words?
Yes.
Fully.
Or just totally hidden. Like, emergency didn't come out.
Right. Emergency medical workers who, thank you, JavaScript. Who were called to the home found the woman unresponsive. Officers wouldn't reveal her name. They said it appears her triplets were carried full term. Investigators said the causes of the four deaths are unknown, but there were no signs of foul play, except, of course, for the three dead babies and the unresponsive mother.
She gave birth to triplets. That's why she died, and then they died because they couldn't, like, you know. Because
she did it by herself.
She died, so they died. Done.
Because she thought she was just taking a gnarly dump. Oh, man. What a bunch of fucking retards, dude. What is going on?
She must have been huge.
Could you think? Just, like, rancid.
Wonder why I haven't had a period in 9 months.
Everyone direct your attention to the jamhole.com/live, camera one.
It's Cartman.
Do you see this?
It's a real life Cartman.
It kind of looks like it. You see this? Everyone see that good? See
or,
that?
Or it looks like, what's the kid's name?
I don't know, guys. I'm so hungry. God damn it, guys.
No, it kind of looks like the kid from Waiting. You
know? Okay.
Nate
this
T-Dog
woman.
Looks like that guy.
From Palm Coast, Florida.
Andy Milonakis, that's who it is.
Is that Andy Milonakis?
Yeah, it kind of looks like it.
This woman was accused of having sex with blank.
A horse.
No. Smaller.
A dog.
Absolutely.
Yes.
A dog.
Is it a Great Dane?
Nolly's undead guess, a dog. It'd have to be some pretty fucking great.
I know, he says, wait, that's a woman? Because, dude, every person I think that looks like is not a woman.
Yeah. A Palm Coast couple was arrested. Oh, she's a couple. Was arrested Tuesday after a CD showing pictures of a 40-year-old woman having sex with dogs that she adopted from the Humane Society.
All right.
Turned over to authorities. David Maldonado, 42, and his wife, Carla Maldonado, 40, were arrested on charges of lewd and lascivious battery and contributing to the delinquency of a minor in connection with an incident that occurred 4 years ago. Four years ago.
Wow.
Flagler County Sheriff's investigators said the Flagler County Human Society, where Carla Maldonado had worked, turned over the CD in November. The Human Society terminated her employment upon receipt of the CD. You're fired. You actually can't use these dogs for that. Yeah, and Nolly Zundead says the dogs were underaged. Yes, they were two.
Can I make a sexy time with dog? When am I able to make a sexy time with dog?
With a dog and now sexy time? He is.
He is.
Investigators have stated that the disc also contained, are you ready?
I'm ready.
16 photographs of Carla Maldonado engaged in sexual activity with a 15-year-old female who was an acquaintance with the family. David Maldonado photographed the sex acts and then beat the fuck off to them. Ugh. Both Carla and David were charged with providing the victim alcohol, and encouraging the participation in the sex acts. Do it, yeah, fuck that ass, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sheriff's investigator said that the victim is now 19 years old and a werewolf named Wolfie.
Oh my god, dude.
Weird, huh? Quote, this case is still under investigation and additional charges may be filed. Can we charge her with being just completely nasty, disgusting? Yes. They seized a couple computers. I'm willing to bet they did not actually have that cool program I have that just blows your shit up. Probably not. So, good stuff.
Wow.
Good. Hey, high five, Florida. Nice. Nice. Let's talk about...
You know what the good thing is I have not heard one of these disgusting stories from my hometown yet. That's very, very, very comforting.
So far, right?
Nowhere even, close to my hometown. Like, it's been in Tampa, Orlando, Naples, Austin, all that shit, but not in the area where I'm from. So it's kind of comforting to know that not...
They keep them
everyone.
Down.
Yeah,
in,
I think that in the
District
awesome group
9.
Of people came from my area, and it's cool. It's cool. I think the only thing that got fucked up there once was some chick got some little girl got kidnapped at this bank and brutally raped and murdered and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of here. Nothing really happens here, but when it does happen, it's usually something fucked up.
Or a Florida panther got loose out in our neighborhood. Which was kind of cool because there's this big cat running around and...
Nolly's Undead says, so a dog had a three-way with humans. Kudos to the dog. Absolutely, right? That's awesome.
But yeah, so I mean things in my hometown don't really... They're not... Big things don't really happen there. People fish. People have barbecues. That's pretty much it. So...
All right, well, moving on... Excuse me.
Breathe.
And a couple more stories here. And fuck. We got a what would Jam hold you question. More dead children here.
Yay.
A Child Protective Services caseworker visited the home of Elsie Marcel Colon /
okay.
WW. No.
All
right. It was a routine visit that began with colon, semicolon. Hugging the caseworker, welcoming her into her Northside home, and thanking her.
I just picture the colon hugging someone. I really...
Yeah, right? Just...
A prolapsed anus.
Two dots with another dot with a... That's awesome.
Dude.
Holla if you hear me.
Could you just call her something else?
I'll call her colon.
Colon.
Is that better? Okay, so thank you for being here, child
call her
worker.
Colleen.
Nothing, Walker said. There was, excuse my face, absolutely nothing that would indicate that this mother would go out and hurt her children. It made hearing the news of the double homicide all the more shocking.
What?
Authorities said Colon, 22, stabbed her boys to death.
Yes.
Tuesday, then stood outside her home and met police by holding out her hands saying, quote, I killed my babies. I killed my baby. I killed my babies.
They drove me insane.
I killed my babies.
Oh, my God.
Hey, cops. I killed my babies. They were R words. I'm R word, too. Semicolon. Inside the patrol car, Colon said, quote, their father is in jail. I want him to know. So you killed your kid so they would send you to jail so you could tell him you killed your kid. Never mind.
Anyway.
Colon remained Wednesday in Bexar County Jail on two counts of capital murder and the deaths of her children, Guillermo Garcia, 19 months, and Jose Luis Garcia, who is 3.
Nice.
She's bonded for $2 million. Yeah, right. Good luck. The spokeswoman, Linda Tomanasanini, said the children's father, Luis Garcia Bajico, found out about the slayings around 1:45 p.m., Wednesday, a clergyman and a nun told him about the deaths. which Bexar County Medical Examiner's Office said they were caused by multiple sharp force injuries, to the throat.
I wonder what it
backslash
was.
To the carotid.
I wonder what it was. Like, what?
She stabbed the fuck out of her kids.
No, I mean, why? Just like,
because they're kids. I don't know. Because they're Mexican and she's totally white.
Is she?
She's white. Nice. She's white as fuck.
You motherfucker.
A longtime friend of Colin said other relatives were also in shock. Attempts to reach the family, not successful, of course. Quote, they don't know what happened to Elsie. They thought she had just snapped, said one of her mother's friends. But I don't know what could have caused her to murder those sweet little children. Maybe because dad's in jail and times are tough. Like, I don't
know. And your kid's a Mexican.
For Haiti. Bertie Zuniga, 47, and her son, Tom Cruise Zuniga. You
what?
Named your son Tom Cruise.
That's sad.
That sucks,
that's
dude.
That's so sad.
If your name is Tom and your middle name is Cruise, that sucks.
Shoot yourself. Or your mother for naming you that.
They're praying and brought teddy bears and all that shit. You know what I like to say? Too little, too late. They can't play with the teddy bears. They're dead. Maybe if you would have thought about the children before something awful happened to them, this never would have happened.
I like it better this way.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying. Like, now get them something to play with. They're dead.
I don't care. They can buy them all the teddy bears they want. I don't care. All
right, what's better than 13 starving chihuahuas found in a dead man's home?
13 dead babies.
No, 14 starving chihuahuas found in a dead man's home.
Damn it. I hate you. I like my dead babies better, okay?
Phoenix, Arizona. Ugh. 14 starved chihuahuas. You know what? I deliver to people that are kind of like this, that just have a grip of chihuahuas, just yapping the fuck out. Ugh. That's what happened
here.
And the dude just died. Like, there's so many houses that I could just roll up into, and the guy was dead, and it would look just like this. Oh, look, what'd you find in that one? Oh, like 38 dead cats and 5 chihuahuas and a baby.
And a baby.
And a sad widow. Like, they're all like that, and it gets out of control. The cool thing about this, though, the only way the chihuahua survived, chowing on the dead corpse.
Yes!
They had the shakes. Oh. You can't eat dead people. Well,
let me see your hands.
If you're a dog, I guess you can eat people.
Yes,
but people can't eat people. You get the shakes.
No, but people can eat dogs.
That is true.
That is true.
Could people eat dogs that ate people? Whoa.
I don't know.
Whoa.
I don't know.
That just blew my fucking mind.
Oh, God.
Quote, this is a sad situation where you have animals that rely on an owner to care for them. The owner can't even care for his fucking self, so how can he care for them? And when they decease like that and no one knows about it, they're on their own. And when they're on their own, they'll just eat the fucking corpse. And that's what happens.
No big deal.
Quote, they are alive and in the condition they are because they were eating off their owner's corpse. Sad to say, but that is the reality of what we deal with. 8 other chihuahuas didn't survive. They weren't so lucky. Their bodies also found inside the home.
And being gnawed on by the other chihuahuas.
That sucks, because now you have 14 annoying-ass dogs in your humane society. And the guy that has to deliver to your humane society is going to be pissed. I deliver to our Humane Society, and it fucking stinks. Hey, if you know the chicks that work at the Humane Society, can you tell them to, like, make it not fucking stink in there? It is so foul. I hold my breath when I go in there, and then they're always like, hi, and then I'm like, hi. Oh! Like, I was fine until you made me say something.
You'd be
I was
like,
holding my breath.
Hi.
It's so dude, it is so foul. And the sad thing is that there's a few houses I go into that smell worse. Nolly Zendez says they were all named Ren.
And a bunch of cats named Stimpy.
Yes.
Be so cool.
All right, and the
what
last story.
What cat was ever red?
I love that cat.
I don't understand. Like, Ren?
Yeah,
Chihuahua to the T.
Hey, Ren. Yeah, Stimpy. Yeah, Ren.
Dude, I don't even know how you do that. That is so...
Hey, Ren. I don't know.
Dude, say
I can only say like that, those two words.
So you,
like,
yeah, okay, try saying, look at my nose goblins.
Hey, Ren, look at my nose goblins. See, no, I don't know how he does it. That's good so stuff. All right. In the greater Manchester area, there's been a man going around throwing animal semen on little schoolgirls. He's currently being hunted by the cops. There's a picture of him here, and he looks like a G. He looks like one of those little white rapper wannabes. Not like me, but like those annoying ones.
Like for real, though?
Right. Like the for real, though. Exactly. A man who throws animal semen on schoolgirls is being hunted by the police following a sixth attack. Detectives in Greater Manchester described the assaults all in the Bury area as, quote, disgusting. Disgusting.
Well, if he had his for real hoe,
I wonder what kind of
he
animals
would need to throw semen on little girls.
I wonder what kind of animal it was from, like a horse or a cat or a dog.
I'm gonna go horse.
Horse semen.
They give out a lot.
The man follows young girls before they discover they have been smeared with the liquid. Police release CCTV image of the man they want to speak to. The first attack was reported last November. Quote, we have six separate incidents and do not know the motivation behind them. While we do not want people to be frightened unnecessarily, we are taking these reports seriously. You will get semen on you. I don't want to scare you, but you have to know that this is serious shit. You will get semen on you. That's so awesome. Maybe because he was bored. They're like, we don't know why he's doing that.
I think it would be such a cool idea to like grab a thing full of semen, of horse semen, and just go throw it on girls.
That'd be awesome. Cool?
Let's go do that.
Do you have to ask? Like, motivation? It's totally awesome.
You drive, I'll throw it.
Oh,
it's cool.
Man.
Dude, they do like little water balloons.
He's trying to get him pregnant. It's a genetic experiment.
No big deal.
He doesn't have a lab, so this is what he's got to work with. I just take the horse cock, jerk it off into my hand, and then I throw that on the females, and I let the flies do the rest.
Ew.
Fuck yeah. None of the victims was physically harmed in any way, but this is still a disgusting act, and there's... Right.
So. Right.
Does it say what kind of semen? I'm very curious. What kind of semen? Here, a chick, she got home, noticed a sticky liquid on her tights. The substance was analyzed by police and later identified as animal semen. Okay, we know that.
Okay.
A 15-year-old girl was smeared with liquid by a man on December 7th. Later that day, a 15-year-old was followed. Then, December 17th, 14-year-old girl was covered and wiped with a white substance on her bottom.
Okay.
Huh. The next day, two 13-year-old girls. The latest attack, January 25th, a man approached two girls, 15 and 16, and asked them the time. Do you have the time? One of the girls then noticed liquid dripping from her skirt. So, right on.
All right. That's so awesome.
Like, semen, dude. That's like going and getting that slime stuff and just... That's awesome, man. That is so awesome. What would Jam Hole do? This is not a repeat.
Okay.
The partner you be with is a freaky freak. Nothing sex-wise off bounds. This person will do anything for you and enjoy the whole experience. They are fit as fuck and require your regular attention. Fulfilling your whim is their mission and happiness in life. As a trophy, they are perfect. At social events, you are the envy of your peers. Their only interest in life is you. Inevitably, the boredom and contempt sets in. 3 months later, wish fulfillment rots desire. So what's the solution? Keep the trophy, fuck it in all sorts of ways, do anything freaky, and have a life unchallenged but spiritually dull. Or find something else more challenging, more rewarding in other ways. Hey, perhaps keep the freak in tow. The freak is yours anyways.
I think that's what I would do, dude.
I keep the freak in tow and find her. Done. Would you just keep the freak?
I would.
Because you're a freak and sex is all a relationship needs.
Well, I'm glad you said that. I would keep the freak and be with someone
else.
Right.
So you would keep the freak in tow.
Yeah. It's going to do everything for me.
But don't ever cheat on you, right?
You just said you keep it too.
Right. I'm keeping the freak. I mean, come on. It's a freak.
All
right.
Then don't give me that fucking look like, oh, you would cheat on me. Fuck you.
You don't get to keep your freak.
Whatever, dude.
I am your freak.
Sure.
But intellectually, you are a little on the dull side. Let's be honest, right? Am I right? I'm right.
Yeah, I'm a lot better than your exes.
Hey, some of my exes were very, very intellectually satisfying.
Intellectually,
they would suck my penis while I would read books. Very intellectually satisfying.
Yeah.
Very. You know.
Very well, dull, maybe.
You got anything else before we get the fuck out of here?
I'm fucking good, dude.
Do you want to tell everybody about your for real though?
My for real though? I don't know. I don't want Mike Boudet to steal the shit and make a bunch of money off of it.
Mike Boudet is going to be the one that needs to make it for us, dude.
No, I just want him to keep sending me dildos, and then I'm going to make the for real though.
The for real though?
You'll never know.
That's so awesome. All right, well.
The, I don't know.
The for real dough coming to a sex shop near you.
It's for your for real hoe.
The for real dough.
If your hoe's for real, yo, gotta get her for real dough.
And it'll be, what's the word I'm looking for?
What?
The chick that's gonna sell the for real dough? Labrina Brown.
Yo, check it. See, like, I went to the store. And I went to get this, like, clit vibrator thing, but they had this motherfucker there. They had a double-sided dildo, but it ain't like your regular double-sided dildo. You can fold it so it go in your pussy and your asshole, and it says right on the side, for real dough, for the for real hoe. I was like, oh, shizzy, I'm getting that shit. I went home, and I used my for real dough, and you know what? I'm a for real hoe.
That's right. Yeah, you heard it here first. Labrina Brown, everyone. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us. Of course, thegemhole.com. It's where all our shit's at. Email us info@thegemhole.com. 462-044-4687. You can leave us a message. Thegemhole.com/vote. It's a new month. Make sure you give us a vote there. Get us up in that spot. Top 10 shit. I want to see it. I want to see some top 10 shit. A few dodgeball videos up at thegemhole.com/YouTube. I'm making payments on some beats on layaway, if you will. So thegemhole.com/donate, help me pay for that shit. I need a lot of money. That would be helpful. I'd like to have these before 2012. So if you guys could help me out with that, we'll all benefit greatly.
Right. Because then he'll make an album and then the world will end. So
yeah, or I'll just straight up jack this fool for his beats and then rap about me jacking his beats on his beats. Either way.
Whoa.
I know. I could do that. I can just go to his website and just hit record on that computer and just record the beats and be like, hey, fool, I already got beats, nigga. Ah, and then bust that beat. And then just, oh, man. That's gangsta. That's some thug-ass shit. I'm going to get Labrina Brown on this album, on this next album. Slinging her for real though. All right, well, thank you guys so much. We'll see you Friday. Holla
later.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.